RadioMD. RadioMD.com.
Your eyes are the window to your health. Time to learn more with Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
You may not know what lurks beneath eye makeup, nor does millions of women, millions of commentators, and anyone that puts stuff repeatedly on their eyes. But we are so fortunate today to have Dr. Christine Stint. Christine Stint is a professor of clinical ophthalmology and the director of the contact lens service at the preeminent University of Iowa. So Christine, thanks for being with us today. And we're excited to hear about your recent research on mascara and eye cosmetics. Can you tell us a little bit about your journey to becoming an eye professor and a researcher on such an important subject?
Well, being at the University of Iowa, I see many patients with many sick eyes. And I started making some connections with some of the things that I was seeing. You know, as I started to think about it, the cosmetic industry is a huge industry, and it spends, or it makes about $62 billion, with a B, dollars a year on the products that it sells. And so it does a fantastic job of telling us how we should look, coming up with new ways that we should look, but the industry does not tell us how to stay safe. And so every day I would see patients with complications related to makeup, everything from dry eyes to outright infections. And when I realized there was a significant connection between eye makeup, eye health, and eye comfort, I started to pay a lot more attention.
Do you think that women may have more dry eyes than men because of this, or is it due to other meibomian gland disorders as well?
Well, I think that women tend to have more dry eyes than men because of metabolism issues, because of hormone issues. I think makeup does play a role. I think women tend to be more contact lens wearers, and that's going to play a role. There are even factors in everyday life of how women live and what they do that can drive comfort issues. And so it's a big problem, and it's very complex.
So back on track, what kind of items in makeup should be avoided?
Well, there are a number of ingredients commonly used in eye makeup that should be avoided. Things like stabilizers, anti-caking agents, and preservatives are all in the makeup for very important reasons, but they are also known to be skin irritants. So it's always a balance between how many of these products, such as preservatives, are in the product to make it last longer and go on smoother and causing irritation to the actual eye. So the less of these preservatives in it, maybe the less irritating to the eye, but maybe the more at risk somebody is for infections or problems coming from the makeup themselves.
Well, it's really interesting because there's so many different microorganisms around it, but what are the ones that are most commonly breed in reusable cosmetics?
Well, the most common organisms would be your staph and your strep, and in some cases even MRSA, you know, flesh-eating bacteria, can live normally on our skin. And when we touch makeup to our skin, we then contaminate that makeup with those bacteria. So every time we apply mascara or apply eyeliner, we actually contaminate the makeup, which then essentially turns into a petri dish and starts to grow the bacteria in that product. When we then put the makeup back on the eye, we're actually adding additional organisms to the surface of our eye and can increase the bioburden and increase the problem that we see.
And then you think of people going in hot tubs and getting amoeba. And 30 years ago, I published a case of a rare Pseudomonas species that can come from tap water, so that the tap water that people continue to use infects the makeup, the microorganisms breed, and as you said, you just keep reapplying it.
Right. And, you know, the microorganisms that are known to be on one person are different than on somebody else. So people who share makeup back and forth can actually be contaminating themselves with microbes that aren't supposed to be on their skin. And adding water to dilute the makeup or to reduce the caking of the makeup can really cause some serious problems, like you said, with amoeba, with Pseudomonas, and other sight-threatening organisms.
Well, it's fascinating because this is so basic that it's an everyday hygiene issue. Besides having to delve into what are rare or even common eye disorders, you have this situation that can be so helpful to people. So how would a consumer recognize some of the signs and symptoms of eyelid and eyeball infections?
You know, it is so common, as you mentioned, that sometimes people overlook the symptoms that they may be having and think that they might even be normal. People will experience dryness, itching, irritated eyes. They could look in the mirror and see some red-rimmed eyes, crust buildup, even recurrent styes could all be a symptom that they have contaminated products that they're using.
If you were a consultant to a green, let's say a green organic cosmetic company, how would you want to make their product better and still function?
Well, you want a product that is natural to the skin, is natural to the environment, that doesn't have any toxins that would induce irritation to the skin, but also to the world. But yet you still want it to be efficacious. You still want it to be able to kill the bacteria and the other organisms that we do not want on our skin.
So what are some of the tips for people to prevent infections from makeup? I mean, they're going to use it. It's out there. We haven't changed the world of cosmetics and the industry yet. So what would you tell people who are listening?
Well, the first thing is always apply your makeup outside the lash line. Don't tight line the makeup. That means outside the lash line, not on that flat part that's against the eyeball itself. There are little glands in there. They're essential for producing tear components to the eye. And by covering them up, even though it creates this dramatic look, by covering those up, they not only cease to function properly, but they also trap bacteria in the glands and can cause styes. So first tip is never tight line your eye makeup. The second thing is never share your makeup because, again, the bacteria that's common to you is not common to somebody else, and you don't want to get an infection, which could be horrible, from somebody else's makeup. And I think the most important thing is only apply makeup to clean skin, and that includes washing hands before application. But a clean skin, and specifically a clean eye area, will minimize the contamination of the products and minimize the infections to the eye.
What about tattooing as an eyeliner?
Well, tattooing eyeliner is certainly an option, and more people are going towards that, but it can cause damage to the follicles around the eye and can cause lash loss or other issues as well, so it needs to be done with caution and appropriately.
And the fact it does sort of decrease with time. But before
and migrate.
And migrate, yes. So how do you deal with reducing bacteria around the eye? Because I think that's the common denominator here.
Right. The most important thing that I do, and this is something that has changed my practice dramatically, is I recommend pure hypochlorous acid to nearly every patient. And pure hypochlorous acid is available in a product called Avenova, and it is by prescription. Hypochlorous acid is naturally occurring in the body, and it's produced by our own white blood cells. And therefore, it kills bacteria, but it doesn't damage our own cells, and it completely breaks down instantly in the environment, so it poses no problem to the environment itself. Hypochlorous acid kills bacteria like staph and strep and even MRSA in less than 1 minute.
Wow. Well, that's what I use, that's what you use, and that's what I will recommend to anybody who uses cosmetics or has dry eyes or red, itchy eyes. I want to thank you so much, Dr. Sint, for being with us today and sharing this wisdom, which is of universal value. I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes, on RadioMD.com. For this segment or any of my segments, please visit my show page on RadioMD.com. The Wizard of Eyes. Thank you for listening and paying attention to your own health. Stay well.